The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailom Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Kof Hei Amud Aleph discusses the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorahs, and the Mishnah brings Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Maftirin B'Hoydes Yerushalayim. In choosing a Haftorah to use, which is appropriate for a parasha, don't choose the Haftorah of Hoydes Yerushalayim. Hoydes Yerushalayim is a capital in Sefer Yechezkel, capital Tezayin, which starts off with the words Hoydes Yerushalayim is Teyah Veseho. Make known to Yerushalayim, give Teychacha to Yerushalayim about its Teyevus, its abominations. That's a Haftorah, says Rabbi Eliezer, which is not appropriate to read B'tzibur. The Gemara on the Haftorah Hayam Ebeis brings that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that it's okay to use Hoydes Yerushalayim as Teyav Eseho, even though it talks about Teyav Yerushalayim. And that's how we paskin LaHalacha. The Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayot all say that the Halacha is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's really okay to use the Haftorah of Hoydes Yerushalayim. Our minhag happens to be not to have this Haftorah. We don't have this as one of the Sudra Haftorah, although we don't pass them like Rebbe Eliezer. But the Rambam, actually, in his Seder of Haftorahs, when he discusses the different Haftorahs, he brings a minhag to use this capital Tazayin, Hoydes Yerushalayim, as the Haftorah of Parshas Shemot. The Gemara brings a Maisa that happened. A Maisa Ba'adam Echot Shayakari Lemailim Rebbe Eliezer. There was a person that was reading a Haftorah by Rebbe Eliezer, and he read the Haftorah of Hoydes Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Eliezer told him, "Avshat abaydik b'te'evit Yerushalayim." Before checking into and investigating the abominations of Yerushalayim, "Seyu v'doik b'te'avit imcha." Go investigate the abominations of your mother. And it says, "Bodku afterov." They investigated umasu by shemet psul. They found that there was a psul in him. Yerushalmi says that means that they found he was a mamzer. The Ran explains that although the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, although we can lane the Haftorah of Hoydes Yerushalayim, but this person who was laning in Rabbi Eliezer's shul should have asked him first, and since he didn't ask him which Haftorah to lane, that's why this is brought down as a taina on this person. The Mardukai in Siman Tov Tov Lamed Aleph brings a minig which is connected with this halacha and which has specific ramifications in this year Tav Shinai and Dalet. The Mordechai brings that any time we have a double parasha, we always lane the Haftorah of the second parasha, the parasha which we just finished laning, with one exception. And that is when Echremos Kedoshim are connected, when there's a double parasha of Echremos Kedoshim, instead of laning the Haftorah of the second parasha Kedoshim, we lane the Haftorah of the first parasha, Echremos. The Mordechai says that the reason is because the Haftorah of Kedoshim is Mazkeres Mitayeves Yerushalayim. It mentions Te'evis Yerushalayim. The Haftorah of Kedoshim is Kapitul Chav Beis in Sefer Yechezkel, which starts off with the Pasuk Hasishpot Hasishpot Es Ir Hadomim, talking about Hashem judging the Ir Hadomim, referring to Yerushalayim, V'hoidato Es Te'evis Neho, and make known, let known, and give Te'chacha about its Te'evis, its abominations. And since this Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim talks about Te'evis Yerushalayim, therefore, we lay in the Haftorah of Achremis instead, the first parsha, which is the Haftorah of, it's in Amos. It says, "Haloi kivnei kushiyim atem li." Now this minig is paskin la'alocha by the Ramah in Siman Tav Kof Ches, but it's a difficult minig to understand. Why should we do that? Because, as we learned, we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. We paskin that it's okay to use the Haftorah of Hoydas Yerushalayim as Haftorah of Yisrael from Kapitel Tezayin of Yechezkel, even though it mentions the Te'evis Yerushalayim. So why should we refrain from using the Haftorah when there's a double parsha of Achremis Kedoshim? Why should we refrain from using a similar Haftorah, Haftorah of Kapitel Chof Beis in Yechezkel, which also talks about Te'evis Yerushalayim, when there's a double parsha of Achremis Kedoshim? And if we do want to refrain from it, if we do want to be Chayshish for the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, so then why do we lane it at all? Why do we ever lane it? When it's separate, why do we lane the Haftorah of Hasishpait for Parshas Kedoshim? Because of these kashas, the Levush, in Siman Tav Tzad Gimel, Taka disagrees with the Ramah, and his shita is, the Levush's shita, is that we do lane the Hafayav HaTishpait, even when Achayim is Kadeshim are connected. Not only when Kadeshim is separate, but even when it's connected, we go with the general rule that we always lane the second Hafayav in a double parasha, and we lane the Hafayav HaTishpait, even when Achayim is Kadeshim are connected. And he says that the truth is, if you look through the Haftaris throughout the year, there are many Haftaris which discuss strong criticisms that the Nevi'im had for Klal Yisrael. Harsh Divrei Teichacha. And we don't refrain from laning them. We lane the Tlasa de Puranusa during the 3 weeks. Extremely harsh Teichacha which the Nevi'im gave to Klal Yisrael. And we don't refrain from it. Like Miller Zatzal said, that the Nevi'im put the Klal Yisrael under a magnifying glass to bring out the faults of Klal Yisrael in order that we should do tshuva and we should improve. And just as the Nevi'im did that, we do that too. Bizmanenu, in the Haftaris that we say B'tzibur, we bring out the strong criticisms that the Nevi'im had for Klal Yisrael in order to be ma'ir tshuva. And therefore the Levush says that the truth is that there's no more reason to refrain from laning a parasha that talks about Te'evet Yerushalayim than any of the other harsh criticisms that were given and the strong words of rebuke that Klal Yisrael received from the Nevi'im. And the Levush is Mechadish, that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is not to lay in the Hatzayah of Hoydat Yerushalayim as Te'evet Yerushalayim is really for a totally different reason. It's because the next pasuk in that Hatzayah says, Avichai Mari the Imei Chitis. Your father was an Amori and your mother was a Chitis. Chazal dash in this pasuk that it's referring to Avraham and Sarah. And what the pasuk really means is that we're giving Hashem Nafla Idara to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That even though Avraham was in a land of Amori and Sarah when she had to get buried, they needed to buy a kever from Bnei Chais. But later on, Klal Yisrael was given the whole Eretz Yisrael by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the drasha of Chazal. However, the simple meaning of Avicha Amari V'Imei Chitis sounds like something derogatory about Avram and Sarah. That Avram was an Amari and Sarah was a Chitis. And because of the covet of Avram and Sarah, Zof the Levush, that's why Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that we should refrain from laning this Haftarah. However, the Ramah doesn't paskin like this Levush. And the Paiskim which follows, starting with the Bach, and all the other Paiskim afterwards say that our Minig is taka not like this Levush. Our Minig is that when Achremes Kedoshim is a double parasha, we learn the Haftarah of Achremes. We learn the Haftarah of Halakid Nekushim, and we don't learn the Haftarah of Hatishpait. And if so, we're left with these kashas. We don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, so why should we refrain from the Haftarah of Hatishpait? And if we do want to refrain from it, what's the difference between when it's a double parasha and when it's separate? The Matei Moshe in Siman Tosfos Dalet addresses this. And the Matei Moshe says that really we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. And really there's nothing wrong with laning the Haftarah of Hoydat Yerushalayim as Tayav Yisrael or of Hatishpait as Yer Adom and Hoydat as Tayav Yisrael. However, when there's a double parasha, so then really every time that there's a double parasha, there's a choice of what to lane. There's a choice of which Haftarah to use. We could lane the Haftarah of the first parasha. We could lane the Haftarah of the second parasha. In general, since we just finished laning the second parasha, so we say to lane that Haftarah. But, since it's really a choice, so therefore, in the case of Achremes Kedoshim, where we have a choice of one Haftarah which talks about Te'evet Yerushalayim, and one Haftarah which doesn't talk about Te'evet Yerushalayim, so then it's a covet for Yerushalayim to choose the other Haftarah. But when there's no choice, when this is the appropriate Haftarah for this parasha, we don't refrain from laning it, just like we don't refrain from laning other strong teichachos, which Klal Yisrael was given by the Nevi'im. Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Haggah and Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Kaf Ches, brings that not only when Achremes Kedoshim are connected, do we lane the Haftarah of Achremes, the Haftarah Halakid Nekushim, but even when they're separate, even when Achremes Kedoshim are separate, but for some reason we didn't end up laning Halakas Nekushim by Achremes. Like Rabbi Kivega's case is, when it's Machar Chodesh, if a parashas hafemet came out on Erev HaChodesh, and instead of laying halakim nekushim, we lay in Machar Chodesh, the after of Machar Chodesh. So then, when it comes to parashas kedoshim, Zokter B'Kivei Eger, there again, instead of laying the after of Hatzishbait, we lay in the after of Achremes of halakim nekushim. And Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Arichayim Simulam Advav, says that this doesn't only apply by Machar Chodesh, it applies by other cases as well, such as this year, Tavshanayin Dalit, when we had Parshas Achremes and Kedoshim separate, but Achremes was Shabbos HaGadol, and we learned the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol by Parshas Achremes. We didn't learn the Haftarah of Halakad Nekushim. So there, Zakhtar Moshe, there as well, will say that by Parshas Kedoshim, we learned the Haftarah of Halakad Nekushim instead of the Haftarah of Hatzishpay. And so too, if Achremes was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, will say the same thing. That when it comes to Parshas Kedoshim, we will not lay in the Haftarah of Hatzishpait, instead we'll lay in the Haftarah of Halakha Nekushim. And this psak of Rabbi Kivei Eger and Rabbi Moshe, L'chayra is shver, it doesn't fit with the Matthew Moshe. The Matthew Moshe explained that the only reason why we lay in the Haftarah of Halakha Nekushim when there's a double Parsha, is because really we could lay in either one, we have a choice. But in a case where Achremes and Kedoshim are separate, so L'chayra we don't have a choice. L'chayra, the appropriate Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim is Hatzishpait and not Halakiv Nekushim. So why should we say that we should learn the Haftarah, the inappropriate Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim, just because we happened not to have learned it in Parshas Achremes because of the Shabbos HaGadol or Shabbos Erech Chodesh or Shabbos Rech Chodesh? Perhaps by understanding the reasoning behind the appropriateness of the Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim to Parshas Achremes, we can understand our minhag. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Sefer HaChayim explains like this. He explains the reason why we learned our prayer of Halakha Nekushim and Parshas Achremes is because Parshas Achremes talks about the Averis of the Arayis. And since Klal Yisrael is different from the other nations by not doing the Arayis, so in that way it's comparable to a Kushi. A Kushi whose skin is black is so different from other nations, there's that stark of a contrast between Klal Yisrael and the other nations, which is brought out by the fact that we refrain from the Arayis. And that's what we refer to, that's what we're meramis, by laying this parasha of Halakiv Nekushim Atam Li, that Klal Yisrael's actions are extremely different from the actions of the other Ummas. Now, Shlomo Kluger is using this to explain why the Haftarah is appropriate for Achremos, and he says that it's more appropriate for Achremes than for Kedoshim. It's not as appropriate for Kedoshim, because Kedoshim talks about, although it also talks about the Arayis, but it talks about the Einshim on the Arayis. If someone did the Arayis, that means that he wasn't different from the other nations. However, perhaps we can understand, according to the reason of Reb Shlomo Kluger, perhaps we can understand our minhag, and say that the truth is that since Parshas Kedoshim also talks about the Einshim of the Arayis, it talks about the Arayis, the Einshim of the Arayis, that's also a difference between Klal Yisrael and the other nations. The fact that Klal Yisrael gives these einshim for people who are over on the Arayis, which also helps us refrain from being over on the Arayis and differentiates us between the Goyim, that perhaps can show us that this Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim is appropriate for Parshas Kedoshim as well, Be'etzim. It really could have been laid to Parshas Kedoshim as well. And if so, we can understand our minhag by saying a little bit differently than the Matthew Moshe, that when Parshas Achremes Kedoshim are connected, the reason why we learn the Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim is not really that it's an exception to the rule that we always learn the Haftarah which is appropriate for the second Parsha of a double Parsha. It's not an exception. Really, the Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim is appropriate for Parshas Kedoshim just as much as for Parshas Achremes. And therefore, this is a Haftarah which is appropriate for the second Parsha of the double Parsha, which we just finished laying. And that's why we lay in the Haftarah of Halakiv Nekushim, like the Matthew Moshe said, because when we have a choice, we'd rather lay in a Haftarah which doesn't talk about the Avis Yerushalayim. But not because it's an exception to the rule, but the fact is that it fits into the rule. It fits into this Haftarah being an appropriate Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim. If this is true, then we can understand our minhag as well, like Rabbi Kivei Eger and Rabbi Moshe said, that even when Achremes and Kedoshim are separate, if for some reason we didn't end up laying the Haftarah of Achremes, We didn't end up learning Halakha of Nekushim by Parshas Achreimos. It was Shabbos HaGadol, or it was Macha Chodesh, or it was Rosh Chodesh. So then, we can learn that Haftarah by Parshas Kedoshim. Because in truth, the Haftarah of Halakha of Nekushim is appropriate to Parshas Kedoshim as well. It's interesting that the Levush himself, earlier in Siman Tov Chav Ches, has a different reason why we learn Haftarah of Halakha of Nekushim for Parshas Achreimos. The Levush says that since when it talks about Arayis and Parshas Achreimos, it says, "Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim loy sasu." Don't do like the Mitzrayim who were over on these Arayis. And we find that Cush was a brother of Mitzrayim. It says in Parshas Bereishis, that in Parshas Noach, that the sons of Cush were Cush and Mitzrayim. Cush was a brother of Mitzrayim. So therefore, we say, "Halakha of Nekushim Atem Li." The Navi gives Teichacha to Klal Yisrael. The Caliphal acted like Kush by being over on the Arayim. And that's why we lay in this Akhtayra of Halakha Nekushim by Pashas Achremas. According to the Levush's own reasoning, it's Taka much more appropriate to Pashas Achremas than to Pashas Kedoshim. Because in Pashas Kedoshim, it doesn't mention Mitzrayim at all. Although it does mention the Arayim, but it doesn't mention the fact that the Arayim are Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore, this specific reason of Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim being what the Navi gives Teichacha to Klal Yisrael for by saying Halakha of Nekushim is something which specifically applies to Achreimos and not to Kedoshim. And that fits in very well with the Levush's own Shita that we never take away the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. When it's separate or when it's a double Parsha, we always use the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim because that would fit along with his line of reasoning that the Haftarah of Parshas of Halakha of Nekushim is not appropriate to Parshas Kedoshim. And with this we can understand the difference in the Menhagim which the Levush holds and which our Minhag is, that we do use the Haftarah of Halakha of Nekushim for Parshas Kedoshim at times, whereas the Levush holds that we never use the Haftarah of Halakha of Nekushim for Parshas Kedoshim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.